Blog Talk Radio. everybody.
For everybody, okay. But you just said that you take care of yours. Okay, so have you ever told a girl, let's go Dutch? Have you ever, like, was like, you know what, I don't have it, can we go Dutch? Have you ever
done that? I don't think I would say something like that out of my mouth. If I don't got it, then
we not going on a date, right?
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But we ain't speaking for me. We already said that. But I know people that got this, like, all right, what about old head? I tell you, my old head told me, he's like, listen, man.
Go ahead.
He said, when you first go out dating these girls, man, don't be giving up everything, man. Go out there, wear something, all right. Don't be all fly. Don't get your hair cut, half cut. Then the next time you out with a fuck up, show the bag, show the cut. You know what I mean? Then let us see, all right, you thrilled. You deserve all this.
Okay.
You know I mean, to see if she really into you.
I guess a girl should just like, yo, don't get your hair done. Don't put on no makeup, girl. Just go
to
out there and fly.
No.
See if he like you.
To see if he be with you. If he can wake up to you, yeah. I say if he wake up to you every day, yeah. But to go out on a date, fuck no.
So you want the girl to be presentable when you go on a date. You want her to look cute, basically. If I'm showing you off, I want you to look cute.
I mean, any dude. The girl gonna wanna look cute herself.
But girls, we look cute for our guys.
We expect our men to look cute.
Yeah, we want our guys to look
cute. Gonna look good. I'm just saying.
Shout out to China.
Like,
I just put her right on the joint. It's crazy to me how these men
be having these standards, but then be looking like crap. I'm like, you can't be having standards and want a girl to be all in shape and all this stuff, and you look like shit.
Now, you know that go both ways.
Wait, one second. China.
Hi, China.
Hey, girl.
Miss
Alicia Radio.
Hey, baby.
Hey, girl. Welcome. I see you wanted to join in on our conversation.
Yes, join.
I do, because I got some comments about that. So, just like Melissa was saying, people want to be so bougie, and they want all these high standards, right? But then they want to look like shit. Like, no, it doesn't work like that. You have to be 124/7 if you want to get 124/7.
That works both ways, though. Because there's a lot of girls, you know, with no goddamn money demanding money. Like, I'm not, I get you.
But.
It works both ways. Like, get a job if you want money.
I'm not saying
that there's anything wrong with a woman asking for money.
Don't give your money to everybody. Some girls really deserve
exactly
it. You know what I mean?
You got to be picky and choose who you spend your money on. You cannot spend your money on selfish people. Because a bitch like me, I'm not selfish, but I'm not going to keep dishing out if you're not showing me no kind of respect, because I want it on both sides. It's 2018. Right. That shit's 50-50.
China, how many dates does it take for you to start paying for stuff? That's our topic for
honey,
today.
A lot.
I'm talking about in the beginning.
Like, it depends how you vibe with the person. You see what I'm saying? So,
that's
like, if you're feeling a person, you guys have a good chemistry, you know, you're talking on the phone every day, and we on the second date, and I'm like, you know what, let me take you out to eat. There's nothing wrong with that because, you know, we're vibing, and I'm talking to you every other day, and we're texting 24/7. So it just depends on your vibe with that person.
It has to be a certain vibe.
The chemistry has to be mutual on both sides.
That's my whole thing. I'm not looking for stuff or giving somebody some money. But you know what I mean? But ask a couple questions. See if you feel good spending money on a dude, or just feel like you got doing some shit.
That's like be spotted though, because sometimes
she's changing the subject. About people that fraud. All right.
So anyway, when I mean in general, they may take you out in the beginning, you go to this restaurant, and then they might like wine and dine from the beginning, and then all of a sudden it starts slowly like going down, dipping. It's like you can't expect to stay with that girl and like keep up when you can't like present all this dates. and then all this stuff, flowers and stuff, then all of a sudden it just stops. And then you wonder why. You can't start a relationship like that, and then basically it goes to us. You got to keep it consistent.
I can't answer that.
Go ahead. Go ahead, friend.
They just was trying to hit. Like, and then they got lazy.
And then
that's
the thing.
I'm just being real.
That's what they try to do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's some real shit. That's why you got to, on some real shit, you got to fill a person out, because if I can't feel that you care about me or whatever, and it's just like a rush to my peonies, I'm fucking out. No, thank you. I'm never thinking I was on a date with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We chilling, eating, having a regular-ass conversation.
Okay.
I shared this before on the show, too.
Uh-huh.
Boy said, you got my dick hard.
Oh, too soon.
I'm like, well, we probably had, like, conversations because he worked a lot. And, like, I know he really wanted to see me and shit, but that's no, motherfucker.
No. It's like a time and a place.
He didn't even pay for the check. I just got the fuck up and left him.
Yeah.
I'm like, who the fuck you think you're talking to? Like, don't ever think that that's some type of chemistry that's going to keep me around. I'm like, oh, your dick hard?
I guess he just wanted to fuck, right?
Isn't that awesome?
He's saying he just wanted to fuck.
Yeah, like you know, when you come across situations like that, you're like, nah.
So when guys are disrespectful up front, that means they just want to fuck?
Yeah.
No, some of them have that personality. Some niggas, they disrespectful to their mom, their dad, their grandma. You got to watch how some niggas talk to their mom. So that don't necessarily, they just mean they want to fuck. Some niggas is arrogant like that.
But then those are men that you got to filter out and take them away, because that's not good.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, basically, because it's just like, I remember my girlfriend was telling me the story about this guy she met at the club, and he had like a band, and he was like looking all fly at the club or whatever. So she said that like she went to his house or something like that because he had to go get something or whatever. She said, but they haven't been on like a formal date and like, you know, seeing stuff. So then he texted her and was just like, damn, I want to see what that mouth do or some shit like that. And it's like, we don't even, like, know each other, nothing like that. It's like, we haven't even been our date. So that's something up, right?
Yeah.
Basically.
You're trying to see what that mouth do. That's
stuff explanatory. I mean, but, like, it's like, what is this, like, the beginning? Like,
yo, all right, feel like
No real.
It's like, how many Jones that he probably got with the same thing in the work?
Because he got a flashy car and stuff like that. So
yeah, listen.
Enough.
So it's like, you know, we're
going to get back into the damn thing as y'all is grabbing on these shrimps and shit. You know what I mean? Ready to go in. We got some music on deck. We're going to definitely play that Bag Dad again. Play some shit for my boy, $1 million worth of game. Gilly the King, we play music on Philly Shine Radio.
Uh-huh.
He like, y'all play music?
Yeah.
We got to play some fucking bangers. Your shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
We're gonna
come right back with this relationship talk.
Yeah.
DJ Mills said he on
right
his
here.
Way.
Don't go nowhere. Let us know when the minute this part of hit.
Yeah,
we need to know. Y'all gonna have me niggas going down. Niggas gonna fuck me up. Down the niggas gonna call up and like, what up, friend? You drunk. Listen, man, I said this shit, I'm neutral.
You're neutral.
Yeah. I let you talk about the girls that before.
I'll talk about it. It's pretty good for radio. I'm going to talk about the girls before.
Girls before?
You can't do that. I mean, you're doing whatever the fuck I want.
What do you mean by whatever the fuck you want?
Like, whatever I want, when I feel like it.
At the club?
No, just
scary. At the dollar party?
Like, you can
yo. Hey, Mel. How you doing, man? How you doing?
How you
oh, how you doing? Welcome. Bro, you can sit over there on the end. Mom, you can sit over there in that chair on the ground. Right there. Maybe like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
No, he's the DJ.
Hey,
no,
hi, how are you?
No, no, no. This is the guest. He's the
no,
DJ.
No, that's
the
uh-huh.
I thought you said did he? I thought you asked me did he rap?
Yeah, you said he DJ, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just saying hi to her. So that's his mother.
What is Lobo?
I'm looking it up now. I don't know why I can't find it.
How you feel about the stuff you want to see? He's all right.
How about education? This stuff.
I mean, he can have both. Just forget about the education.
But I'm going to say that because at the end of the day, most people, they think that all your dreams should come true, but it takes a lot of work, you know what I mean? And none of that stuff easy, you know what I mean? And you definitely need an education and a regular job.
I don't know. I'm not a dream killer. I like, I always want to
support her. Yeah.
Support all of my children and dreams.
That's true. I'm on my way to get my master's, so that's true. That's good what you're getting in. That's good what you got your undergrad in and your master's. Okay. And what do you think it takes to go?
When I get it from there,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing online going to college.
Where is
it
going?
I'm doing the process of taking my certification.
Okay.
That's lit.
Congratulations.
Nice to meet you, Mama.
Good.
How many children do you have?
I have three.
Okay.
I have a 22-year-old, and then her second year in college, I have a 19-year-old, going to the second year, and then I have
a...
Okay. Oh,
look. Good. So I see why it's a big issue with stuff like that. That's true. Yeah, that's good. I get it.
Did you have any music you want me to play?
Let me just play
three
now.
Okay. I'm going to play the last one. I'm going to play the last one. I'm going
to play the point where I go up to the stage and
do it. Oh, with this thing.
My name grows up. You mean my name is Doctor.
Yes,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You waiting for the end.
That's good.
She got goals. I like that.
I like that. That's real good. And you did it with tips, clearly. These are possible. You know, as long as you guys just support this stuff, they are things possible.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have.
Yeah, I can pay for it.
I've had him for 15 minutes. I've had my show for 10 years.
Okay.
And she's been doing it with me for about a year now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what you got? Target, like a little.
Yeah,
but no, it's just like what we like to do is just support talented people. It's Philly Shine Radio, so we want to put a shine on, you know what I mean, certain people doing their thing, you know what I mean? It's like with our sponsors and everything, they want to see people so we can support them, you know? And at the end of the day, like a lot of shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be no options out here at all.
That's
like
you said, you did. We everything was just hard.
That's
true, because of society and stuff like that. But everyone has a stigma. Because black women get labeled as like the one that's angry all the time, something like that, or stuff like that. And it's like, no. There's a reason why they're angry. There's a reason why they got to fight the way they are. You know what I mean? So they have their stigma too. You know what I mean? Everyone has their challenges. And you have to like basically build and break down all those standards just to get to a certain level. You know what I mean? Even with education. In fact, sometimes, like, even me being like a minority and stuff like that, I was a minority white too. So it's not as many of us. You know what I mean? So when we do see each other, we're like, oh, that's kind of thing right here. Like, yeah. Because it's still a challenge. Or if not, they don't come from the same background. Like, when I gave my story, my testimony, it's like my background, everybody was like, I thought it was normal. And so people was like, we didn't grow up like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't know what's not normal. So you start.
We got like a minute. Two can friends.
Like, think single household, daddy locked up, that shit is not normal.
You can bring that mic in front of you. I got a bag now. Listen. That's my skirt voice. Listen. Fix up. Fix it. We love Mr. Skirt by representing Skirt ENT. My special guest is finally here. Radio Mel Gill. Oh, yeah, no doubt. We got to support the youth. For me, a lot of what Philly, they don't know is supported by that are looking and really trying to make a difference. And you know what I mean? Start their own businesses, start their own music careers, start being a DJ. Like, come on, how do you start being a DJ? Like, where everybody else is rapping, how do you say, all right, no, I'm going to do the DJ.
Yeah,
I'm the DJ.
I just started by when I was in church and stuff. I used to play the drums. I was self-taught. And I got on the drums. Nobody thought I could do it. I didn't think I could do it. I got up there, did what I had to do. And then I was at a family block party. My uncle Perry P, DJ, used to do this radio show.
Perry P is one of my best friends.
Yeah, that's my uncle. He do that. DJ
shout out to Uncle Perry. Mom, is that your brother?
No, that's he married into the family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. DJing it, and I went up there. I was like, oh, let me try this one time. I tried it, and ever since then, I fell in love with it. He took me, and then I just took off from there.
That's good. Wow. That's good. Now, he's definitely a legend in Philly. You know what I'm saying? Your family is lucky to have him in, because even for him, he's somebody that encouraged me to keep doing what I'm doing, because I've been doing radio for like 10 years, but you know, along the way, it's like, oh, this goes wrong, that goes wrong, that person was lying, whatever. But as far as like, oh, his name, top tier Rolly. I'm tripping doing his Instagram wrong. But everybody always tries to hold you back. But if you have a dream, what you have to do is just surround yourself with people who are working towards it. Because 9 times out of 10, that's the best way that you're going to be able to reach goals. You know what I mean? You have to work around with like-minded individuals. And I feel like you're definitely doing that with Skirt ENT, because those guys are just, like, took off. Like, you know what I mean? The professionalism, the talent, you know what I mean? Are y'all from the same neighborhood?
I mean, yeah, we all from the same neighborhood. Skirt, North. We grew on the north side of West Philly. I grew up on the south side of West Philly.
Okay.
We just in the back and hood thing. A long time, I used to go to one of his, well, my friend's church and stuff.
Okay.
And I got there and all my mice and everything. They're at the middle school. Global.
Oh, that's lit.
How old are you?
Lit. They already shut down block parties.
That's awesome.
How many have you done? Like, how many parties are like?
A lot. I'm coming, man. Jersey, all over.
Do your mom come with you to make sure that you're okay? Yes, like that.
Okay, that's like mother, mom.
That's good. That's you have a tier rolling.
Two can. Yeah.
So, what do you hope to expire with, like, a hobby for me?
A lot of people started off like that.
At first, it was a hobby. Then I started seeing that everybody wants to be shy and stuff. And it was like, oh, yeah, I got to do this. It's just something that I like. I love.
That's good.
Now, being playing drums, you could scoop right in the producer making beat conversation, which you do make beats.
Yeah.
I think you were working with producers to put out a mixtape. Like, tell me you're working with to release that project.
Project supposedly was drop in December. If not December, we just take a year off fresh. I have Price List, Leo, I got a lot of people on the tape. And the producer that I'm working with, a friend, his name is Belly Bell on the beat. He has him on the beat on there. So
that's what's up.
And I'm trying
be. That's like my cousin through that's my cousin. I ain't seen him since he was little though. For me, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm at the
We're not cousins right now.
It's about the business. I respect that, though. One of the main things that a lot of people don't know is, like even though nowadays, like, you could go viral and, you know, have a song. But DJ, you know, a place in hip-hop, you know, you got DJ Jazzy Jeff, even newer DJ doing something like what you're doing, for real, because producers come together and then they produce the and they put those fits out.
Ah,
that's how it goes.
Philly Shine.
Okay, but don't like, like, oh no, but that once you get to that status,
she'll be like, all
right. Hey, we can work with this.
But you know what? Even to she's snitching, but mom is like, yo, make sure you get your education. Make sure you still, you know what I mean, support the community. Make sure you're still growing as a man. I was thinking about what your mom said. Like, what's your, are you, you know, thing? Are you everything else?
Yeah. I'm both. I love school, to be honest.
That's good to hear
that.
Yeah.
I love the high school too, so I get it.
Yeah, what's your
favorite song? Yeah. So what would be your, like, say if and that's a big, because I feel like with everybody surrounded by, like, you know, somebody better give you endorsement, some type of money, but if you had to support your DJ career, you do.
Say
this is a big if, like, if you had to get a job,
you
that's what's up. What makes you even want that?
Well, I grew up with my mom watching Law and Order.
Law and Order.
It's all her fault. She's like,
y'all probably still tune in. Like, hold on, what's going on?
Y'all know what's going on. Even though Donald Trump don't know what Law and Order is. This young man, 16. You know what I mean? So when's your birthday?
March 15th, 2002.
Okay,
so
good. So you're gonna be able to vote for the next president in 2020. Okay, who's on the ticket? I might be on the sixth. Like, no, we joke.
So what high school you go to?
Chad High School.
So are you like a mini celeb in Chad High School? Since you the DJ.
Mom, like, yes. The girls be calling my phone. The girls is going wild. But you know what? I missed it earlier. Like, the one thing you just have to do, and some people don't want to wait. You know what I mean? But give it. Find out what's the person's agenda, because you don't want to end up, because, you know, from, you know, being with a woman, sex happens, babies happen. You don't want to be stuck with somebody that you don't like. And a lot of people, and this is the generation before you, they stuck with the worst baby moms and baby fathers. I've never seen so many people depressed about who they had children with in my life. Like, it's been crazy. But take some time to get to know a girl, you know what I'm saying, to find out if she's really for you. Like,
first off, you're still young.
Rush.
Just enjoy your life. Like, you
it's
just,
no rush. Yeah.
They have to get by you. I know, that's right.
You got to get by mom. That's what's up. Good.
Yeah. Focus
but
on
no,
your
I'm just,
forget about
that was
your
just career. The advice for the day, you know what I mean? Because most people, they just think that, oh, I can automatically spend time with a person. I can automatically spend my money on a person. And that's never even the case. Mom said, what?
Mama Church is like,
we
got to
get some styles of already.
No.
We keep it all the way real. But
right
what?
Now.
Now, I know you said the mixtape is coming out later in 2018 or starting off 2019, but what are you doing for the summer? Like, how are you closing out the summer?
The summer,
what are y'all doing to go back to school?
The summertime, I'm doing a lot of shows, like a lot of parties and stuff. There's a lot of parties. And the next event that Shirt got is Fully Support Fully thing. It's the Dr. Violence.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Mommy Zai. So there's a whole bunch of them doing that show. It's a free show, and they're doing it on 50%
Chester. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be there.
So with these shows, are they like paid gigs sometimes? Are they not? Are they like sometimes charitable?
My gigs are paid.
Oh, that's what
the DJ always got to get paid.
Yeah,
listen.
Okay.
Somebody, I don't care if it's a non-profit event or whatever, certain people who are offering a service and doing stuff, they have to get paid. The DJ always gets paid. Even if somebody else is doing stuff, like maybe it might be a write-off, like once you get older, like they might give you a slip where it could be a write-off for your taxes or whatever. But either way, you're supposed to get paid. Endorsement sponsors get paid. You know how much Jay-Z Jeff make a show? Like $25,000.
That's
a lot.
It's a DJ.
Yeah, girl, I'm about to put you on. I was just DJing at my last event. So it was cool. Because, you know, you got the ball drop, you got to pick the ball up. Whatever.
Like, hold on, how much you can make off of this? Hold on. What
it's one DJ. You ever hear of electronic dance music?
Yeah.
Them EDM DJs, they be making like $50,000 being in Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Dubai.
A night?
Yes. DJs.
Wow.
They get paid. The guy that
I didn't even know they get paid.
The other DJ that did the song with Rihanna, he gets like a bunch of money. He's a real millionaire, like crazy. David Guetta, I think his name is. Yeah, real crazy.
All right, so you got
find the money or whatever you listen. You can find your money or whatever you're doing.
That's
the girl
true.
That did the princess makeup. Her makeup was like $20,000, just her face.
That's her makeup.
So,
that's the day of the wedding, though. So
well,
that's
listen,
a royal family.
If you get to paint a princess face, get paid. Yeah. what would you say is the biggest event that you've done so far? Like, you know, before we let you go, I want to, you know, really find out.
The event I did was,
what are you proud of?
So guys, I'm proud of just finding something to do in my life.
That you love to do, too.
Finding something to do in my life. Not on the streets, not selling drugs, not doing none of that kind of stuff.
That's true.
Find a way to get real money, legal money, not illegal.
That's true.
It's not worth the risk, young guys.
Do your mom and your father, because I know she said it, do they always talk to you about like what's happening in the world or stuff like that? You being like a young black, you know what I mean, minority in this world, stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure you have other minorities that you interact with and stuff like that, just making sure everybody's like, you know what I mean, responsible and stuff like that. Because, you know, sometimes it may not be you.
Right.
It may be your friends that you're associated with and stuff like that. You know what I mean? That may want to get you to do stuff. So how do you handle that? Something like that, like,
to be honest, all my friends, they don't do that. Like, they did, but they stopped that. We all found something we could do with our life. We all find something positive to do with our life.
Yes, young men.
Okay.
I love hearing stuff like that.
Growing up, he said, we're not on that no more. So you understand.
That's what's up.
Shout
you guys are
strong. You're doing an excellent job raising your son.
Yes.
You have to be proud of that because it's not easy.
It's not. And then, like, you know, a lot of people don't give credit to great moms out here,
it's
great moms, great parents,
aunts,
uncles, all that. You know, you already shout out your uncle.
Can I put you on camera if you don't mind?
She said no. Go ahead. She said undo this real quick. Y'all got to see the bun. That joint is fresh.
I do think that it starts with home, the foundation, and he had a great foundation from both his mom, but me and his dad. His dad passed away 5 years ago, and so his dad set the tone of what a man looks like, what a man is supposed to do. So even though in the past of his father, you know, the illness, what his dad said, always that showed him and his brother about being responsible. Being accountable, you know, and taking charge of your life. It's all I know. Like when you see black women saying, oh, I don't know how to raise a son, I didn't have to raise my son because they had their father.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm doing is continuing on what he's already left in them.
Yeah,
okay?
That's what's up.
Easier for me, you know?
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody, you know what I mean, doing their thing, and you guys maintaining that legacy, you know what I mean? Rest in peace. I'm sure he's proud of you, you know what I mean, looking down
that's
on
right.
you. Proud of you. Hope so.
Yeah.
You need to know it. You better know that. He's so humble. Yo, Mel, you know what? You're so humble, and I've noticed that from your page and everything like that. Keep that going on.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? You're very humble.
Instagram is Mel Murda, MILMURDA.
Well, you got a SoundCloud? Have you been doing any mixes?
Yeah,
like,
mixes. My first mix was to drop next week.
Okay.
I'm trying to drop it on all platforms.
Okay.
All platforms. I'm trying to drop that on all platforms before I even drop the mixtape in December or January.
Yeah, put that DJ work out there. Shout out to Music by Mill in the building, you know what I mean? Follow him, y'all, on Instagram. It was a pleasure having you here.
Thank you. I need to shout out.
Of course.
First, I want to shout out to my man. My man's Moo Gunna.
What up, Moo?
Right,
we need
Because my hours is from like 8 to 4, 8 to
So the way clinical care manager position works is that you guys have a handful of pretty much a lot of stuff where we get the kids off the wait list, going to your facility, you'll work with wait list, and then you have to like go out to like residential treatment facility, making sure that the competency of kids is up to par.
Okay.
You get a lot of work from home, a lot of training.
Oh, that's good.
Like that.
Okay.
So
oh, that's good. What do you got for accountants?
I'm just saying he got away with making a
money on somebody else's beat, though.
I like it. Do you do an old school age? Did it hurt you, Sean?
Let's just see. And I ain't even got a lot of ass on me, but I got that wet.
Niggas been coming in here asking me for peace and exposing me. You make peace, man? You make peace? I'm like, damn. I'm on vacation right now.
I see that little thing.
All right. I got to hear this. Yeah,
check it out.
Yeah,
hey,
shit.
Oh, here my job. Here my job. Sitting on HP on Tiger. Face to the Tony, face to the face.
This is
good.
I've been like.
All right, guys. All right, let's get back. Come on, friend. And then we're going to eat some cake.
Oh,
it's banana. Yeah. It's banana. Like that L makeup.
Shit, she's like this. We smoke
weed for them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we stop smoking weed for them.
As you said,
show respect for the youth. That was a little fountain of youth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. That's all about the next generation.
Yeah. Fountain of youth. You know what I mean? Shout
Bring
out
the
to
babies around.
DJ Mill, music by Mill, you know what I mean?
Shout out to
some fun.
Too.
Definitely shout out to the moves mom make. Minister, mom, manager, momager. You know what I mean? She's doing all that. Like, I like that. You got to support these kids, you know what I mean? And for real, we're going to keep shining lights on talented people in all forms of genres, you know what I mean? Entertainment, you know what I mean? We do a lot of community stuff, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to people doing movies. Shout out to people doing fashion, doing
books,
hair,
authors,
writing books.
Yeah.
Shout out to my girl Toya. She's about to be releasing a book. We're going to definitely be with her August 5th, I believe. I'm going to figure it out, but she's definitely going to come through. She got a book she wrote. Shout out to everybody doing everything. Shout out to all the bad-ass women out here. You
ball
know what I mean?
Making ball
with
things.
That black girl magic and stuff.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Or that Puerto Rican girl magic.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? You gotta show them some love.
Latinas on the move.
Yeah. Or whatever. White girl magic.
Asian girl magic.
We'll definitely drink today. You know what I mean? Show some love to everybody doing their thing. Especially raising these kids. You know what I'm saying? It's hard.
Definitely. It's not easy. Having a good support system.
Yeah, you need a 24/7, and to think about, you know, wanting to do better. And I feel like a lot of people don't do that. And I don't really get into worrying about like what haters think about, but I need haters to start thinking about different shit. Like, don't think about hating shit, because that gets you no fucking where. It might be funny to like make up jokes or try to make it seem like somebody's accomplishment is bullshit from you're not accomplishing nothing, or somebody accomplishing something and you want to say, oh, you could have did it.
I
hate people that do that. I could have did it better than you, or if you would have did
I
it.
Just feel
what
like
the fuck
people
did you do? Like, you have to actually get stuff done.
That's like a liberal reflection of themselves. That's how I feel. When people are hating and stuff like that, they're just mad at their own stuff. So they got to hate.
That's what I'm saying.
That's basically you just negative, because really you're upset with your own stuff.
Yeah, you're not
so
doing shit.
You're not doing shit. So you don't know how to be happy for someone else. So how do you know how to show happiness by being negative? Because you wishing that was you. More than likely, that's how it goes. Just like with bullying, you know what I mean? All that stuff is just basically them reflecting on themselves.
Yeah, listen. I really feel like it's so much more people could be able to accomplish if they just really let go a lot of the bullshit. Because myself, what I did, and this is just me being like
honest.
A little testimony, whatever.
Go ahead, give your testimony, honest.
I'll be honest. I'll be lying, too. Don't fuck with me.
You said you'd be lying too.
Okay.
Lying too.
But,
we're only human. Nobody's
but for me,
perfect.
But for me, it was like, and even I was talking to my friend about it. I've never had a situation where I wanted to like really fight a person.
Okay.
But I would think like, if anybody ever did anything to me, I would.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Fine.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't fine. Because
okay.
It didn't help. It didn't help them do shit, and it
okay.
just gave me like a bad reputation to say, oh,
okay.
she's always fighting. You know what I mean? Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely. put it inside of me. Like, I don't want to get into no physical altercations unless somebody, like, put their hands on me first or swing on me first mm-hmm. or something like that. Because I'm like, wait a minute. What am I really going to get out of
nothing.
Beating somebody up?
Nothing.
And I literally tell people, like, I'm not trying to beat you the fuck up today.
Mm-hmm.
So get away from me. You know what I'm saying? I remember one time I had a situation in
guys,
a club.
Guys, and I really can't believe this. She's like the nicest person.
Yeah, but no, I had this situation in the club where, like, this girl, like, swung on me once trying to fight me and shit.
Oh, wow.
But I, like, body slammed her and was, like, riding her until the security came and got her. I'm like, I don't want to beat you the
fuck
up. Like,
yeah.
Security
like,
comes, get her.
You know you're a stripper.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like, for what?
Love.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like, even it was so embarrassing. Like, the what actually happened was, the last time we actually got into a fight was, like, the most embarrassing shit ever. Because, like, we had this whole big thing. We lived in Winfield. What's up? How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
We lived in Winfield, and we had a beef with the girls from Parkside or whatever.
Okay.
And we ended up having, like, this whole big fight at the end of the summer, and they, like, made a DVD out of it. It was just
oh,
crazy.
Wow.
Seeing me, like, throw a girl into a gate was just, like, I don't want to see that. Like, I don't.
Well, you got to see yourself in action and be like, okay, that's not who I want to be.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't even want to do nothing like
okay.
this. I don't want to be throwing bitches
across anywhere.
I don't want to do that. I don't. Because
yeah.
I love people too much. You know
yeah.
what I mean? But even in that situation, in any fight I've ever had, I've never was the instigator. I was always defending somebody. You know
oh,
what I mean? Or defending
that.
Myself.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I've never been a person to
that's
start a fight.
That's somebody.
Never.
Yeah.
I never even forget, like, the first time I ever fought, like, this girl, I owe her 50 cents. I was 8.
50 cents?
Yeah, and then she came, yeah, she, because we were in, like, a third and fourth grade class
oh
mix
God,
or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So, I was supposed to do something where I lost the bet. I was supposed to get 50 cents. 50
uh-huh.
cents was hard to come by at 8 years old and shit, right?
Yeah.
But she followed me home on the first day of
oh
school.
Oh, yeah.
And she punched me in my face because I didn't have a 50 cent. And I was just like, oh, well,
oh
well that was worth 50 cent for me.
Uh-huh.
And I walked off. But then I seen my older sister, and she crazy. She was like, what the fuck you crying for and shit, right? I'm like, that's all what happened.
Older sister to the rescue, like, hold up. Nobody
yeah.
messed my baby sis.
But
that's
no,
that wasn't even
the point she was on. She was like, no, you're going to go fuck her up. So we went
uh-huh.
and followed the girl with my sister. She's like, which one is it? Fuck her up. Get your shit off. So I was in there, like, beating this girl up and shit for the first time. Like, oh.
You faced your fear, though. You probably never had fear after that.
No, I wasn't in fear. I was hurt because I liked her. You know what I mean? We were supposed
oh,
to be friends. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We were supposed to be friends. I've never been scared of shit. Like,
okay.
I was the one that, like, if we ever had, like, a blackout, they sent me down in the basement to, like, turn the light on and shit. I'm not scared of the dark. Me and my brother used to
I
throw each other.
I always scared of dark. I used to think the ghosts were going to come get me.
Me and my brother used to throw each other up against the wall. We would slide down a banister on a bed and
oh,
shit. Yeah, like,
was
we were fearless.
Stuff.
We made the bunk beds into swing sets. Like, we was dead. Like, we was doing We used to, when we lived in upstate New York, we used to jump off the building into the snow because it would be like 30, 40 feet of snow.
Oh,
so,
my God.
No, it wasn't about fear, but I never wanted to hurt somebody.
Okay.
My sister, but you listen to your older sister. You have older sisters?
I have one.
Yeah. You listen to your older sister, period. She said, fuck her up, and that's what happened. You know what I mean? And then, at the end of the day, it was always like, oh, all right, I could defend myself. But as you get older, you find out, like, no, you don't always have to fight and walk away from a situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not too many people could walk away. That person's
definitely.
Not really mad at you. They're just mad at themselves. You know
correct,
what I mean?
Correct.
Like it takes time to
yeah.
even with becoming a mom at 15. I wanted to keep my son going.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to be, you know, nothing but a problem solver. So to lead by example as well. So yeah, no, you don't wanna be out there. So even for me like you wanna do better. You find out for you. It's no reason. It's no reason to cut corners. You know what I mean? It's no reason to cut corners in anything. You want to reach a goal, like you gotta really go for that shit. Like
not halfway.
Get that shit everything. What about you? Don't act like you've been always nice. You never fought nobody, Melissa. Melissa, like I'm so surprised.
I mean, I fought my siblings all the time.
You can't tell I beat people up.
I fought my siblings. I never really. I think one time I had like a little beef when I was like young, but. Oh, I had a bully. I remember that.
Somebody was bullying you?
Weird bully. I was like 10 years old. I was like so scared of this girl. Her name was Ebony. I was like, oh, shit. It was like a weird bully. It was like, she didn't like me, but she always wanted to be around me.
Black Aware Radio.
I don't know if that makes sense.
You got a call. Hello, hello.
Can't hear them.
Nah, I can't hear them. They hung up. That's how y'all want to feel? Okay. That's okay. That's fine. People do that all the time. But you had a bully that was
weird. Definitely. It was like a weird bully because it wasn't like she was like somewhat attacking me. It was more like, I think she was more jealous of me. But she was like I had a ring, like a gold ring at that time. My mom bought me. And then I had like, and then like she always wanted to like be around me though. I didn't want to be around her. But she kept wanting to be around me. And I was like, this is just so weird. It was like one of those.
But now that you're older and you have your, you know what I mean, your.
And she ended up getting beat up in middle school. So that was like, yes.
Now that you're older, but you see what was wrong with her now. You know what I mean? In hindsight. You know
I don't
what I mean?
Know what was wrong with her. I think she was more jealous. Like, it wasn't like, I don't think she didn't like me in person. I think she was just jealous of my hair, my skin tone.
Right.
I hate to say it like that, but she was dark skinned, like, with no hair. And then, like, so,
them bald headed black bitches used to be mad as shit at school. They had to get over it.
Yeah, it
but
was
that's what it is.
She
like,
was so young, so it wasn't probably she probably over it. She
was
so young.
Even
you know,
even
we
a girl,
young.
Even the girl that wanted to get me for 50 cents, she was a bald headed broke ass joint. You know what I mean? I know she was mad. She needed that 50 cents. She didn't get shit.
Yeah, and
she
was
in
so
a house full of people,
for like the fun fair or something like that.
She was in a house full of people. None of them was related to her. She had it hard. So
definitely.
She had it hard.
Definitely. She definitely was our hate, but she was young. We were young. Shit happened.
Fucking
nigga
get beat up. You know what I mean? Whatever. It doesn't
matter. Then she wound up getting hers in the middle
of the south. Hey, get yours. You know what I mean? But shout out to everybody checking us out. Fully
shout out
radio.
To you, Ebony. I never forget you.
Ah, she dropping names. Shots fired.
No, I wish her all the best, though. But it was definitely over it.
I wish I knew that bitch name. I don't remember her name. I don't remember nobody's name I fought. Besides, my girlfriend Nikki, and I didn't want to fight her.
Nikki.
In fifth grade, I was 10. I didn't want to fight Nikki, but she would just get smart. Like,
she needed it. She needed it. She needed that pop. That
popper.
That pop.
Because she stood up. Don't you stand up. If we in an argument, come on. You don't stand up. Especially if you all sitting in the chairs and shit.
Definitely,
that
definitely,
means it's
definitely,
on.
Definitely. Fighting and stuff like that. Kids don't be fighting.
No.
But he goes to a Catholic private school, so it's really not tolerated. So I'm like, please.
Your teachers better do your job because you're paying too much money.
I pay tuition for that day.
Well, we'll be back. Matter of fact, I'm going to close the show out early because, like I said, we didn't have our second guest. But we definitely still had some fun. I got some cake I want to feed you guys.
Definitely. Give us some cake.
Yes, I made rum cake.
You're like, Sarah, everything okay?
With applesauce glaze. Oh,
Is something on my face? I'm good.
Your face is beautiful.
Oh, no, I'm just like, everything okay?
You see this? I ate my coffee. You like, yeah. No, but yeah, we want to get it popping with the rum cake. And again, to close out the show, I want to thank everybody for support who we queen this top with, you know. DJ Alamo, Gilly the King, fun with you, and it's weekend, it was popping, DJ Reg, DJ Wax Spinner, Glockaware, LC Design, everybody was in a building with
Shout out
fans,
to Johnson, Ms. Johnson.
Yeah. Oh yeah, shout out to everybody doing their second thing, you know what I mean, we had a good time. So Thursday show is going to be popping. Not only is my sis going to be here, Wild Ash Wild, and you know that's my sister.
Mm-hmm.
But we got my boy coming through. You know what I'm saying? We're going to show some love to T.T. Hicks.
Okay,
and everybody
Hicks.
Represent
H.K. Hicks.
You know what I mean? We want some fun, some music. But we've been getting ready to go in and play some music from our winners. You know what I mean? I'm going to go in. I'm going to play some music from my boy, Russ Lotto. And we're going to show some love to my boy, Ree Money. You know what I mean? Because he won our show. We're going to give him his trophy and his money tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Who's everybody doing their thing? Philly Shine Radio. Good night.
Good night, guys. Be safe. That was fun. That was super fun. That was fun. Even when we had, like, the girl talk.
Got signed, so they doing
that
shit. So
he's
like,
man,
he can't
be. Let me get out of here. I tear those shirts up. Like, come on, friend. It's my hustle.
Open
the camera.
I don't have
some money, but I tear those things up. I hate all of them. Your mind is
I'm gonna work with Vito, but he already charged me.
How about pizza?
But if he brings a crowd, that's not bad. If he brings a crowd, that's actually not bad. Yeah, but